You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Chwaba.
So great to have you here tonight. It is Friday, and we've pretty much jammed through this week, and we are facing head-on the coldest weekend of the year thus far. Now, hopefully, this will be it. I'm hoping we will have peaked and things will warm up. It's going to be cold all week, but the highs at least will be in the teens, as it would appear. So I am Pete Chwaba. Conrad Krieger is working the board tonight. We spent the first hour, if you missed it, talking to Joseph Williams, the frontman for the band Toto, and a very successful movie and score composer in TV and film. And he's also released several studio albums. We talked to Joseph about all of that. If you missed that, check it out on the podcast at civicmedia.us. All of our shows are cataloged in podcast form. And they're a great way to just kind of keep in touch and see what we're doing here at Nightlight on a nightly basis when you can't make it in person. Speaking of making it in person, Conrad, we have a great question tonight. You think we should reintroduce it?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Tomorrow is National Compliment Day, folks. So our question tonight is, what or who would you like to compliment? Who would you like to compliment? I did a little Michael Scott there. I said the creator of Coffee and all of the guests I've had on here at Nightlight over 2 years now. I want to compliment them for their time and their insight. It's so much fun talking to people and learning about their lives. So I cannot compliment the guests. And I know what it probably sounds like. Does it sound like I'm sucking up, Con?
No, they're just really okay. Good guests.
They're good guests. And I love coffee. And Conrad complimented your Wisconsin Badgers, who are playing quite well.
They're playing quite well. And a lot of people, you know, are like writing them off at the beginning, but they're turning it around.
They're getting the love they deserve. Now, is that going to be on Make the Call tomorrow? You guys going to discuss the Badgers? Okay.
We're going to discuss the Badgers. Freddie Peralta just got shipped off to the Mets.
Okay.
The Brewers ace that we had for 5 years, and he's gone now, which makes me sad. So I would not like to compliment
the Brewers tragedies staff of a mid-market team.
Yeah.
You know, it's terrible. It's not fair.
Yeah, we talk about that. And then, of course, the big thing in Wisconsin here, since the Packers are no longer with a defensive coordinator, who should fill those shoes of Jeff Hathley?
Okay.
And Giannis as well. You know, we discussed the Bucks are kind of bad, so.
Yeah. But he wants to stay.
Yes.
He loves Milwaukee. I find that very heartwarming.
I respect it a lot because, you know, there's a lot of people in the NBA that would, you know, would like to get shipped off instantly as, you know, starts going bad.
Absolutely. We have a kind of a shift. We have to go to the bullpen. Terry Barr will not be able to make it tonight, folks. So Barr Band Friday night will have to wait until next week. We can still celebrate music. And you know what? We can play one of our favorite tunes, Con. And I think you know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But we're also, to fill that time, Conrad and I decided we're going to give each other quizzes, which is always fun to do. Since I complimented my guests here on Nightlight, I'm going to give Conrad a guest quiz. And he is going to quiz me about...
I'm going to quiz you about Christmastown, USA.
Christmastown, USA, baby. Marinette, Wisconsin. We'll see how I do in a quiz about my hometown, my adopted hometown. We'll see how that goes. But we'll have some fun, even though Terry can't make it. We hope she gets better soon. And Rocker was scheduled to fill in. He cannot make it either, as it turns out. So I hope he's not sick as well. But we will figure this out. Coming up at 6:35 after news, sports, and weather, Rob Thomas will be here. We're going to talk Oscar nominations. They are out. They came out yesterday morning. Rob will join the show, and we will talk about the Oscars. There are such great movies and really good actors and screenplays and all this kind of stuff. Sinners broke a record, shattered a record, 16 nominations. The previous record was 14, shared by All About Eve, Titanic, and La La Land. So Ryan Coogler's film bested that by two. And you could say, I was reading today, I think in Variety or The Hollywood Reporter, it said, if it was 15 and he broke the record, you could argue that it's just because they added another category for, I think, casting or ensemble cast. And they got that nomination too. But the fact that they broke it by two really makes it impressive what Sinners did when it comes to this year's Academy Awards. So we'll talk about that with Rob. Break all of that down. And coming up in just a few minutes, we will read some of your texts. And I'm going to tell you about Billy Bob Thornton's prosthetic. We've talked a little bit about that con in the past. And I kind of feel like if men are going to do nudity, just, you know, you're an actor, you're open, put yourself out there. It's just a body. It's just nudity. However, men being insecure as we are sometimes, there are prosthetics everywhere when there's male nudity.
Yeah.
So Billy Bob did kind of an admirable thing, but still used a prosthetic. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. It is also National Pie Day, folks. So you can let us know who you'd like to compliment. You could tell us what your favorite kind of pie is. We'll read that on the radio too. All bets are off here. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Phone lines are open as always. You can also text us on the app or the stream if you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, or X. And don't be afraid to leave us a like or a follow if you're so inclined. I believe we have a phone call, Con.
Yeah, Ollie from the Northwood.
Ollie, good evening. How are you, Ollie?
I'm doing fine. I have the answer to both questions.
Oh, perfect.
My favorite pie is mincemeat, and technically it doesn't have meat in it anymore. It's really apples and raisins mostly.
Okay.
So it did used to have meat in it, but they don't put that in anymore.
Did you like it with the meat in? I remember they used to put actual cocaine in Coca-Cola, Ollie. So did you like it when there was actual?
Yeah, go ahead. I've liked it ever since I was a kid. So I'm sure it must have had meat in it when we were overseas. But I also, my favorite pie memory is of going to my grandma and grandpa's house and Grandpa would go fishing out at the lake, and on the way to fishing, he would drop us off in a field, and we would walk up to the lake with our buckets and pick blueberries along the way. And then for dinner, we would have fried fish and blueberry pie.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's a special memory of me. And the compliments, I would like to compliment both my daughters for the growth they've made over the years.
Ali, that is so lovely. And here's what I want you to do. When you hang up, will you still have the show on?
Yes, I will.
Okay, so when you hang up, I'm going to give you a compliment, okay? And I appreciate your call, and I love your response. That's just outstanding. Love your phone calls. You have a great night, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Okay, here is my compliment, and this is to Ali from the North Woods. I've gotten to know Ali over the last 2 years. I love her life. I love her outlook on her life, and I love the way she calls, and she has all these great answers to our questions when it comes to food, typically, but other stuff as well. And if you only heard some of Ollie's phone calls, you would think she has this charmed life. She lives in the North Woods. She makes this great food, is a foodie, loves it, loves her family. That's great. But I don't know if you remember this, Con. Over the last couple of years, every once in a while, Ollie would talk about how hard life has been for her. So I love that she has this outlook and just savors every moment of her life, despite having some hardships like we all do. But I just, that's my compliment to Ollie. I love your phone calls. Please keep calling. And it's always great to hear from you, Ollie.
Well said. Well said.
Thank you, sir. And that was a compliment, Conrad, what you just did to me. So see that? It's paying it forward. There's a yes. lot of love on Nightlight yeah. tonight. Thank you, all of you, for listening as well. And you can compliment anyone you want. I do want to say, you said you got a ticket today for mm-hmm. parking right outside the studio.
Yes.
And this made me laugh. I saw this today. This was on, doggone it, I never write down these sources. I think it was Reuters. But people spend an average of 15 minutes looking for parking. Now, I realize that's all over America, and I live in a small town. I wouldn't say Green Bay is a big town, but sometimes when I go to the mall, even in Green Bay or Madison, how long do you look for parking, Con?
I mean, around here in Green Bay,
yeah,
it's like I won't look. Like, if there's nothing along this, like, you know, the studio or anything, I'll go to the garage and... I'll say in Milwaukee when I lived there, it was tough because I had to be on the street parking. So sometimes I'd be going down the whole street to try to find a parking spot when it's super packed that day. And Madison right. is super hard to find a parking spot.
Okay. Here's why I have a solution to all of that.
Okay.
Park your damn car as far away from the mall entrance as you can. And let us walk our fat butts a few extra steps. I think people spend so much time looking for parking because they want to find a place that's closest to the door. And it's like, I've given up on that. I just drive down to where it's more open. I don't want to squeeze between two cars anyway. And I walk the extra, you know, what is it? It takes like an extra 30 seconds, right?
Okay, I misunderstood your question there for a second. At a mall, I will park far away. So I can walk, but also because yeah. I hate trying to get out of spots sometimes when it's really tight, and it's the easiest when you park far away. It just you can go right out. I'll do that at any shop too, grocery okay. store, when I you know Sam's Club, anything. Even at the gym, sometimes I'll do that as well.
All right, that's a good answer, and that's what I'm saying. Like obviously, when you live in a city and you need to find street parking, that's a different animal.
Yeah,
but I do see people circle, and it's like even in Marinette at our Pine Tree Mall. It's like, it's not a big parking lot.
Did you tell them you're the Pine Tree Mauler and you own this spot?
Yeah, I don't like to wave that in front of people.
You don't like to
face.
Name drop?
No, I don't like to pull rank on my fellow citizens here in Marinette. I did go to the gym last night, though, and that was fun.
Yeah.
And I love going at 9 o'clock. There's never anybody there. You know? Yeah. But I forgot my headphones, which makes working out not fun at all. If you can't listen to music, I almost didn't go, right?
Yeah, I've done that a couple times where I forget my headphones and I'm like, well.
It's terrible.
There's one gym for the YMCA that actually plays good music.
Like the over other the ones, general speakers?
Yeah. They'll play like actual like off their phone. That's the only one that does it.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
The other ones are like, I just can't listen to their whatever they have on.
All right. We are going to come back. We're going to read some of your texts. I'm going to tell you about Billy Bob Thornton's prosthetics and what did I say? Read text. And we're having fun. This is a Friday night, folks. Don't go anywhere. It's cold. Stay inside. Listen to the radio. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I am so excited to talk about the Oscar nominations with our pal Rob Thomas. He will be here in just a few minutes, folks, after the news, And we're going to break down all of the Oscar nominations. Great movies this year, great actors and performances, screenplays, really outstanding stuff. So we'll talk about all of that with Rob. And some records were set this year in some of the announcements. As I mentioned earlier, Sinners drew 16 nominations. We'll tell you about the other record that was set when Rob is here discussing such things with us. Welcome back. I am Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Conrad Krieger is working the board tonight, braving the cold inside the studio. You have the warmest, probably anywhere in the civic media stratosphere, Conrad. You have the warmest spot in that control room.
Yeah, it gets pretty toasty in here.
Like 80.
Yeah, it gets nice and toasty.
All right, I wanted to talk about this because Billy Bob Thornton, supposedly, this show Landman, you know, the first season I liked. I don't like the wife character and the daughter, and it's not because of them. I know there are, you know, characters like that, but part of it is that I don't like that a guy wrote them, and I feel like they're way over the top. It's not like, you know, they're hateable or anything. It's just like when they're on the wife and the daughter, I just want them to get back to the oil stuff. What makes it worse is Billy Bob Thornton. We don't need to see a 70-year-old guy doing a sex scene, much less doing full frontal nudity. You ever done full frontal nudity, Con?
No.
Not even like when you take a shower? I don't mean in front of a camera. I just mean, no. So no, Billy Bob Thornton.
I always shower with a swimsuit on.
That's best to be safe. But Billy Bob, like, I will say this. Okay, first of all, we don't need to see that. I get his down-home folksiness. He's a fun character. The first season was okay. This season is bad. It's just not. I watched 3 episodes. I am not digging it at all. And Taylor Sheridan is a great writer. He wrote Hell or High Water. I liked the prequels to Yellowstone. I didn't love Yellowstone. He's certainly capable of writing great stuff. He's a better writer than I ever was. So I'm not saying it. I'm not coming at it from that approach. But I just find it. I don't know. I would love to hear what people think about Landman season 2. However, Billy Bob Thornton, we don't need to see a sex scene with him. He is doing full frontal nudity this season. I have not seen it yet, but here's where I'm going with this, Conrad. You know, I've talked about how I feel like, you know, women typically are naked in movies much more than men. And regardless of body type, they just put it out there, probably because it's expected of them, the way things were in Hollywood. It's a little different now, I think. But when men are naked now, it's like they're saying, well, let's even the score. Now there's a lot more male nudity. It kind of doesn't count because men are using prosthetics because of their own insecurities or the writer's insecurity. Whoever is responsible for it, it's not right. However, Billy Bob Thornton chose to use a prosthetic in this episode of Landman. So to his credit, he did not he didn't go for the oversized prosthetic like we've seen in some of these other TV shows. He went for a medium prosthetic. All right. Does that evoke any kind of questions in you, Conrad?
You know, this has reminded me of a scene in Friends.
Okay.
Where Joey was auditioning, you know, for a role. And yeah, the person needed to be fully Jewish. And he was not.
Oh, right.
So and how do I say this? He needed
foreskin.
So
you can say that.
Phoebe crafted. Or no, it was not Phoebe. It was Monica.
She's the chef.
And it fell off when he was doing.
It's like a piece of bologna or something, right? They probably tried to.
Yeah, it fell off while he was auditioning for the role.
See, and that's why I guess that's a little different. It's funny.
Yeah,
but like,
it just reminded me of it. But I also, right, you know, it's like, I guess to each their own. I guess
either don't do it.
Yeah,
or just be yourself. You don't have to like. Billy Bob Thornton to say that, no, just give me a medium one. Most people might go, well, how small is it? No, it's just when all the cameras are on you, you know, it's like George Costanza used to say, you probably get shrinkage or something. And it's just, you want it to look a certain way. I guess I have to see the episode. I haven't seen it. I just feel like there's a little bit of a double standard here.
Yeah.
And you know, kudos to Billy Bob Thornton for not saying, you know, make me look like, you know, I don't know, whatever, a porno actor or something. But I do think the second season of that show is just really bad. It's kind of just trashy. Not a fan. How are we doing on text, Con? Are we keeping up?
Well, we got some text that you can read if you'd like.
Oh, here we go. Kate from Hayward in the 715 says, Ali says thank you for the nice compliment. You're very welcome, Kate. Give Ali a high five for us. And say thank you for her calls. Ali's great. Tony the Trucker in the 608 says, Pete, I compliment you and Conrad for keeping me entertained every night while delivering groceries. Also, all pies are good. Some are just better than others, except for mud pies. Too great. Now, what is a mud pie?
Isn't that what they call cow feces?
Like cow pie? I've heard of cow pies. I've never heard of mud pie unless they're talking like a chocolate ice cream deal. I don't know, Tony. Thank you for the compliment. That was a nice compliment. See, this question is going over gangbusters, Con. I knew it would. All right, when we come back after news, sports, and weather, Rob Thomas will be here. We're talking Oscars, movies, actors. It doesn't get any better than that. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. So glad you're here, folks. It's the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart. When it did, I fall. Welcome back. We will get caught up on texts soon, folks. I will just read these a couple before we bring Rob on here. Barb from the 262 says, I'm impressed and complimenting all the Minnesota protesters outside today in the brutal cold conditions. Yeah, that is how you definitely test your will for a cause. That is dedication. Thank you, Barb. Appreciate the text. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, I would like to compliment the Dane County Highway Department for doing a great job on snow removal on the highways. Also, I made a pear pie a couple nights ago. It was delicious. I don't think I've ever had pear pie. You ever had pear pie, Con?
I don't believe so. It doesn't sound...
Doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah.
You're going to have to look at the stream comments and tell me what to make of Dave's because I have no idea what he's talking about. So maybe we could get a translator there after we talk to our next guest who joins us now over the stream from Madison, as he so often does. It's an exciting time of the year, the movie business. There are award shows everywhere. They pop up every week. But the granddaddy of them all takes place March 15th, and they are called the Oscars, and here to talk about the Oscars with us and help us make sense and dissect this year's nominations is Madison film critic Rob Thomas. Hey, pal, how are you?
I'm good, Pete. How are you?
Doing very well. I've been looking forward to this for a couple weeks, actually. I knew when the Oscar nominations were dropping, and this is just exciting stuff.
It is, yeah. Some big surprises, kind of expected. And it's funny because now we've got like 2 months to wait until the ceremony. It's so long.
But that's okay. I've only seen four of the Best Picture nominees so far.
Okay.
So I got to play some catch up. But before we get into the movies, I have to ask you, would you like to compliment someone, Rob, or something?
Sure. That's an interesting.
You could think about it too if you want.
Pete, I'll compliment you. I always have a great time on the show. I want to compliment Conrad. He always gets me the links and gets me set up, so I'm hot to go. And yeah, it's a very smooth process here.
Well, for what it's worth, Rob, we're always fishing for compliments. So
there, I figure that's what we're going with this. Yeah.
And do you have a favorite kind of pie?
I love pecan pie.
Pecan. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, some of the other fancy pies, but a good pecan pie at Thanksgiving, you can't beat.
It's so funny. I was not a pecan pie guy when I was younger. That's something I kind of grew into, and now I love it. Like, I love pecans.
I think the same. I was the same, that I was more like, oh, give me a banana cream or a cherry pie. And now, as you're older, I think a pecan pie is, you put away childish pies and you get something a little more mature.
You have a more sophisticated palate.
Exactly. Right? Yep.
Well, folks, if that wasn't genuine enough, if you didn't trust Rob before, his talk about his love for pie and his thoughtfulness should tell you that what he's about to tell you about the Oscar nominations are going to be spot on. So
thanks.
Yeah, let's jump in. But before I say anything, Rob, I'll start us off here. F1, Best Picture. Yeah. Really?
Huge surprise. That one, I didn't see anybody predicting that.
What is the deal?
I don't know. I liked it. I saw it twice. Very enjoyable, you know, trying to make a Top Gun Maverick out of F1 auto racing. Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of came out of nowhere. And I know some people are a little miffed that it knocked out, you know, maybe a smaller film. Like, it was just an accident or no other choice. But yeah, that's Hollywood, I guess.
It's almost like, I want to say, like, look, Brad Pitt got his Oscar a few years ago.
Yeah.
This is like an ad for F1 racing. And that's, you know, just basing that on what I read. I liked the film. It was fun to watch, but that's
perplexing. It was basically a 2-hour commercial for F1. They worked really closely with the Formula One team. You know, they shot on the tracks like right before the races would start. And I mean, it's pretty amazing how they put it together. But yeah, I was just like, I was really surprised to see it there, even though there's 9 other movies and I don't think it has a chance of winning Best Picture, but to see it sneak in there was pretty crazy.
It was crazy too, because the film, I like, the pit stuff, like a lot of it was fascinating and riveting, but whatever. I don't know. That's why I'm not on the, in the Academy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what did you think overall of the Best Picture nominations? What were the surprises other than maybe F1?
Well, I was thinking of you because Train Dreams got a Best Picture. And I know that's one you loved and I haven't seen yet. That's one of two I haven't seen. So I was really happy to see that. And I was really happy, you know, Sinners is one of my favorites and I kind of knew it would get some nominations, but 16 nominations, I think the most of any film
ever.
Yeah. And the fact that like I wasn't hearing people talking much about how great Michael B. Jordan was and playing twins in that movie. And like, you watch it and like, you know, instantly which of the twins you're watching, because his performance is so great and so subtle between the two. It wasn't a Parent Trap situation. I feel it was more sophisticated than that. No offense to Haley Mills. So I was happy he got nominated. Like Delroy Lindo, who's like a great character actor, got nominated for Best Supporting Actor. And so that was, I think that was the one that I was just really happy that people did not forget that movie, even though it came out in April of last year.
Yeah, it's hard to, it's interesting because I think like with Michael B. Jordan, he played twins, like you said, Smoke and Stack.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, come on, what is this gimmick? You know, this is just whatever. But when you watch it, it's like, no, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
He does a great job. So that was very well said. And also 16 nominations. And I read that it was like, if it broke it by one, it was All About Eve, Titanic, and La La Land that received 14. That was a record.
Okay.
But if now I think, is it casting that is the new category?
Oh, that's right. Yes. That's right. Yeah.
So I forget where, I think I read this in Variety. It said if they had gotten 15, you would have an asterisk, but they broke it by two, like a phenomenal thing. And now I almost think like, and I've said this before, I liked One Battle After Another, I think a little bit better, but I love both films. But Sinners, with all those nominations and everything Ryan Coogler crushed, it would almost be a surprise if it didn't win.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, typically if you're betting that the movie with the most nominations tend to clean up. But then there's also that thing where some years they seem to be like trying to give every movie a little something, you know? So like sometimes a film will get best director, and then another film will get best picture, which is like, you know, the director directed the movie, right? That's kind of their job. So why did they not win best picture? But
that happened with Mad Max Fury Road. I think George Miller didn't get the director, but it won best picture or something like
that. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. They said, I've seen that more and more over years. To me, I think one battle after another is still the front runner. I think Hamnet would be the one that would really upset it. Okay. I think Jessie Buckley is kind of a lock for best actress for Hamnet, but now with Sinners making such a strong showing, I mean, you could say it's probably a three-way, at least a three-way race for best picture.
So you didn't mention Marty Supreme in there, and I've heard that a lot too. I have not seen that yet. Where does that rank in here?
It could be up there too. I think Timothy Chalamet has a really, really strong shot of getting best actor. I've seen it twice. I saw it with my brother last week, and he was like, wow, that's really dark for a movie about ping pong. That was a funny reaction. I really love it. It's a movie that makes you very anxious, and you know, it's sort of following this guy who's like ping pong champ and his ups and downs, and he doubles down and he wins and then he loses it all. And I do wonder if that would play as well for like the average Academy voter. But maybe I would probably put that in like the, you know, fourth or fifth slot, maybe an upset for best picture at least. Yeah.
My guest is Rob Thomas. He's a Madison-based film critic, and he is also the City Cast Madison newsletter editor. And he joins us here often to talk movies, and we love when he's here. Rob, given what you just said, and you know, I haven't seen the film, but I've heard that like my son compared it to Uncut Gems or something.
Very much. Yeah.
But he likes Chalamet's performance a lot. So who's the front runner in your opinion for best actor right now?
I think it would be Timothy Chalamet.
Wow.
I think, yeah. I mean, also because he's on a roll. He did the Bob Dylan movie, A Complete Unknown. He was also nominated for a very different kind of performance, I think. I'm trying to look at them. I think if there's an upset, people love Ethan Hawke, and he's really good in Blue Moon, which at this point I don't think is a movie that a lot of people have seen, but they're bringing back into theaters. It's probably on streaming, and he plays a very different, Ethan Hawke I love, but a lot of times he's playing sort of the same guy, kind of a scruffy rascal, and I love that persona, but he's like totally different in Blue Moon playing this drunk
Lawrence Hart. Yeah.
Lawrence Hart. But he's like he's shorter and has none of the charisma of Ethan Hawke. And it's a really, it's one of those performances that Oscars really like where an actor transforms himself, right? Mm-hmm. And plays a real person and is very different. So, and like I said, I think people really like him. And he's had he's had a career that's probably 40 years at this point, going back to when he was a kid in Explorers and Dead Poets Society. So that's the one of the group there that I would say would be spoiler. Although again, Michael B. Jordan was great in Sinners, and if it's like a wave for Sinners, that might end up picking him up as well.
Boy, that would be something. It's an interesting element. How did they do the height? I think Lawrence Hart was like 5'2" or something like
right.
that. How did they do that? Did they do like a thing like in Clifford with Martin Short and Charles Grodin, where his head was at the bottom of the screen?
Or Tim Conway and Dorf. Remember that, where he would have his knees in the sneakers? I always loved that. I think it was like I think they would like put him lower, like a lower platform than everybody else, and shoot, do kind of tricks with perspective and stuff. Cause he did really seem like a little guy. And it was pretty, at some points it was a little distracting, quite honestly. Cause it was really? Like, okay. Did you really need to make it that, make a point of how little he was like that. But for the most part, it worked. And like, again, Ethan Hawke's performance is so good and so different from anything I've seen him do.
I'm excited to see that one too. So, okay. I feel like too with Timothy Chalamet, he might be one of those guys. If he didn't win it for Dylan, such an iconic character, maybe he's going to be one of those guys where it is like Brad Pitt, where they drag it out and then finally, or Leonardo DiCaprio for that matter. And then he finally gets this one. And I will say DiCaprio's performance, I thought he's not like a bona fide leading man in it. There's a great ensemble in that movie, but he is kind of the lead, and he's really good. Like, he uses comedy it's just a way that's great acting, like almost like an Albert Brooks type. It comes out of the character, you know?
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah, he's very funny. In fact, the scene where he got tased, I keep thinking about how funny he was when that happened. And I would say that's the strongest performance in that movie, but I think the Sean Penn and the Chase Infinity plays his daughter are great too. But great from him.
It's all great stuff. We're going to come back with Rob Thomas after this very short break and continue our talk about the Oscar nominations. Text us who you'd like to compliment or what you'd like to compliment, folks. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, mama, I really want to know you. I really want to go with you. I really want to show you, Lord, that it won't take long, my Lord.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Dave on the stream shared with us a text that just reads, "A nice pair of breasts." And I don't recall a pie that has anything to do with that or the question. I guess that's the compliment. Or we were talking about prosthetics and Billy Bob Thornton's prosthetic and Landman, and maybe he's a stream of consciousness thing. I don't know. My guess is he's
usually you compliment the owner, don't you?
You don't talk directly to the breast.
This
right?
is what, yeah.
Fair,
yeah.
You can, I suppose, but that's kind I think of aberrant behavior.
Might be, need to work on.
Is etiquette is antisocial behavior.
No, the classic I'm up here, right?
Yeah, right. My eyes are up here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dave. It's fun to figure, you know, Dave is usually pretty direct, but it's fun to have to break down or diagram the sentence. My guest is Rob Thomas. We're talking about the Oscars. The nominations came out yesterday. Some great films this year, as usual, but some great performances as well. Rob, before we get on to the actors and actresses, I think I told you I've seen four films. I've seen F1, One Battle After Another, Sinners, and Train Dreams. Of the remaining six, Begonia, Frankenstein, Hamnet, Marty Supreme, and The Secret Agent and Sentimental Value, where should I start? What Ooh. Of the ones I haven't seen, what should I see?
So I've seen eight. I have not seen Begonia. I have not seen Train Dreams, which you've seen. I think Hamnet is spectacular. And I think... Jesse Buckley's going to win for best actress. I think Sentimental Value is fantastic. And I think, like I said, I think Marty Supreme is just a really, you know, so much momentum watching that movie. Like it's like 2.5 hours, it flies by. Like something is always happening. There's always some new eccentric character he's running into and having to deal with. Great. Even when it's set in the '50s, the score is like an 80s score. And it's just really interesting and honestly great ping pong action. So
nice.
What did you want? So those would be the three I would say.
All right, cool. And what about, I'll tell you the one I most want to see or I'm most curious about is what I've heard from you and other critics and just what I've read about is The Secret Agent. It's supposed to be dynamite.
Yeah. It's a wild movie. It's it's set during the '70s and, Wagner Moura plays this, professor kind of on the run from the repressive regime but it's also very funny and very cinematic as well as the thriller, almost surreal. It's definitely not what you expect. I was really pleasantly surprised it's getting so much attention. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So, let's move on to the actors, best actresses and best actors. So we talked about, I didn't realize was Jacob Elordi. Oh, he's best supporting actor. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've even got right. So we got best actor, Timothy Chalamet, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ethan Hawke, Michael B. Jordan, and Wagner Moura. And we talked a little bit about that. Who would surprise you if they won there?
Yeah, probably Wagner Moura. I mean, even though he's great, it's just such a different kind of movie. And also, he's very low-key and controlled in that movie because he's playing a guy who's kind of on the run from secret police and hitmen and stuff. So he doesn't have a big scene the way the other four do to some degree. So it's a very understated performance. Okay. But I mean, I would not be mad at all if he pulled an upset.
Let's pick, make a prediction, and then I'm sure we'll talk before the Oscars, Rob. We could circle back, but I'm going to say Michael B. Jordan's going to win this year. I just feel like, you know, I don't know. I think he deserves it, and I don't even like the guy. He was drag racing on Hollywood Boulevard, and I have no tolerance for people that endanger other people's lives.
Oh, wow.
Probably not a nice guy in real life, but maybe I'm wrong, but he was excellent, and I'm going to say Michael B. Jordan.
Okay. I think I'm going to say Timothy Chalamet. I'm going to say it's his year to win. Yep.
Very cool. All right. Best actress. You said Jessie Buckley for Hamnet. She is kind of the front runner. I've read that a lot of different places, even though I haven't seen Hamnet. Who would surprise you if they won between Jessie Buckley, Rose Byrne for If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, Kate Hudson in Song Song Blue, kind of a Wisconsin favorite, maybe, given the subject matter. The girl from Sentimental Value, the only girl I don't know how to pronounce her name, and then Emma Stone from Begonia.
Yeah, Renati, is it Reinsva? Apologize if I got that wrong.
That's the last name, I don't know.
Yeah, who was great, although she was also great in the director's previous film, The Worst Person in the World. Mm. I mean, I think Emma Stone, probably just because she's already got two, you know, and yeah. she's got two Oscars.
With Yorgos Lanthimos, right?
Yes, same director, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's so funny how she's become his muse, really, and is in all his films.
Yeah.
That would really surprise me. And Rose Byrne would surprise me, and If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, just because that's a movie I don't think as many people have seen as some of the other ones.
I have not seen that.
Yeah, and I think Kate Hudson's great in Song Seven Blue. She's the best thing in that movie, and that's I'm really happy she's getting recognized for that, aside from the home state connection. She plays, you know, one half of the singing duo Lightning and Thunder, and she's very entertaining, and her character probably goes through the most of an arc compared to Hugh Jackman's character in the movie.
Right. What about we got supporting actress and supporting actor, Elle Fanning for Sentimental Value, Inga Obstadter Linnaeus. I had to say that earlier.
I'll take your word for it.
Amy Madigan, Wami Masaku, and Tiana Taylor. I love Tiana Taylor.
I like her too. Yeah. I think Amy Madigan's going to win for playing Aunt Gladys in Muppets. What a wild performance. Yeah.
The whole movie, I was going, who is that? I know that face. I know that mouth. You know what I mean? Like, I was trying to put it together. Can we keep you, Rob, through the news?
Absolutely.
So we can finish this up. And I got a couple CityCast Madison. I want to talk about the best sandwich in Madison.
Fantastic.
Reading that made me hungry. So we'll do all that after the break. When we start Act 3, Rob Thomas is here on a Bar Band Friday night, but no Terry Barr. But Conrad and I are going to give each other quizzes, folks. And that'll be musical in its own way. All right, we are coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.